foreigner, came up to the minister and said, "I would like to be a Christian, but I cannot receive what you have said tonight." "Why not?" he was asked. "Well," he said, "I would give anything to believe that God would forgive my sins. But I cannot believe he will just forgive them if I turn to him. It's too cheap." The minister looked at him and said, "My dear friend, have you been at work today?" "Yes," he replied. "Where have you been working?" He looked slightly astonished and said, "Well, I was working down in the mine, as usual." "How did you get out of the pit?" "The way I always do. I got into the cage and I was pulled to the top." "How much did you pay to come out of the pit?" "Pay? Of course I didn't pay anything," he said. "Were you not afraid to trust yourself in that cage? Was that cage that brought you from the pit to the top not too cheap a way for you to get out?" "Oh, no," he said. "It was cheap for me, but it cost the company a lot of money to sink that shaft." And without another word, the truth of that admission broke upon him. The fountains of the great deep were broken up, and he saw that he could have salvation without money and without price. It had cost the infinite God a great price to sink that shaft that would rescue lost men. Friend of mine, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth him would not perish, but would have everlasting life. I'm so thankful that the Word of God tells us, though the wages of sin is death, the gift of God, notice that, the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Most things that are offered free are cheap. It's not so with God's gift of eternal life. It's not so when it comes to salvation. It just isn't so when it comes to eternal life, which God has promised to those who have come by way of the cross, by way of his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Salvation is without money and without price. In fact, we read in the book of Isaiah, "Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come and buy wine and milk without money and without price." Oh, you say, that's a contradiction. How can you buy without money? In this 20th century in which we live, many people do it day in and day out. It's called credit, or perhaps a credit card. You buy without money. You buy without price. Oh, you say, but it catches up with you at the end of the month. Yes, that's true in this society in which we live. But when it comes to eternal things, our God says, "My ways are above your ways as the heavens are above the earth." And when it comes to eternal life, there's no bill coming at the end of the month. Do you know why? Because the Lord Jesus Christ paid it all. Yes, we often sing, "Jesus paid it all." We read in the book of Hebrews that when he, that is the Lord Jesus Christ, had by himself purged our sins, he sat down on the right hand of God. God's Son, the Lord Jesus, came from heaven by way of the virgin birth, the miracle of the virgin birth. He lived a sinless life, and he went and died on another man's cross, and he took another person's sin and shame and judgment and hell and wrath. He took yours, and he took mine. Jesus paid it all. And just like the mining company paid for the price to sink that shaft and to insert that elevator, the Lord Jesus Christ, God's well-beloved Son, he paid it all through the shedding of his precious blood that he might give you today the free gift, a gift you don't deserve. It's unmerited and undeserved. But this gift is eternal life. This gift is a home in heaven. This gift is for free. It's for real. Will you take the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Friend, why don't you trust him? Right now. Amen.